A number of demonstrations were organized by Palestinian factions, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad, to protest the ongoing Israeli settlers and extreme Jewish groups' attempts to storm the Holy Mosque of Al-Aqsa in eastern Al-Quds. The protesters called on Muslim and Arab countries to stand against what they termed Judaization and ethnic cleansing of the city by Israel.
The ongoing Israeli attacks in Al-Quds, its mosque and its Arab and Muslim residents are part of a plan to Judaize the city and deprive Palestinians of having their own independent state with Al-Quds as its capital.
Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Eastern Holy City is Islam's third holiest site, but has been under threat since Israel came into existence some 60 years ago. Al-Quds City was designated Arab Culture Capital City for 2009, and the event was celebrated by Gazans as well as other Palestinians.
Today is very, very, very sad day because we have our Jerusalem, our city, our capital, our everlasting capital, Jerusalem, which undergoes a great danger done by the fanatic settlers who just tried to attack the shrine, the mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Israel continues to raise Palestinian homes and give evictions orders to Arab residents of Al-Quds. And at the same time, it presses ahead with settlement activities around the city. Palestinians say such practices require Palestinians to unite and face the extreme danger of the city faces as tunnels are still being dug under the mosque and excavations is going on.
Al-Quds City and Al-Aqsa Mosque are in extreme danger due to the Judaization process Israel has been spearheading through confiscation of Palestinian land and expulsion of Arab residents. Jerusalem is not only for Palestinians, but it belongs to all Muslims, so they have to take action.
The Palestinians of the besieged Gaza Strip have been banned by Israel from visiting the West Bank Holy City and its Al-Aqsa Mosque since the establishment of the Palestinian Authority in 1993. Palestinians assert that Al-Quds will remain the eternal capital of Palestine and have called for the immediate stop to ongoing Israel's excavations and digging beneath Al-Aqsa Mosque. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.